Good Tuesday. Thanks for tuning into 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. In DeKalb County today, commissioners voted to move a Confederate monument featured prominently in downtown Decatur. It would be the first such monument moved or removed in the state. GPB Stephen Fowler has been covering Confederate symbols. He joins me in the studio now. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So why can't DeKalb County just move this 30-foot obelisk somewhere if its residents want it gone?
So currently, state law says any Confederate monument can't be relocated, removed, concealed, or altered, but governments can do something to protect it. The one in Decatur's been vandalized a few times, so the county attorney says that means they have the right to move it, only if it stays somewhere publicly accessible. The one no vote came from Commissioner Nancy Jester, who said moving monuments would create this sort of slippery slope of trying to decide who gets the say about what gets to stay where.
So what are the next steps for this obelisk?
So the commission's going to set up a public comment period where residents and businesses can say where they want it to go. Sarah Patinaud is the co-founder of Hate Free Decatur, a local group that spearheaded the change. She told me today this could be the start of a larger push throughout Georgia.
We hope that this will help spur the city of Atlanta to taking action on the recommendations that they received, and that this is going to open up the doors for other communities to also consider what they want to do with their monuments.
So speaking of the city of Atlanta, the city has not yet said anything more about renaming streets or moving any of the monuments in its city.
GPB's Stephen Fowler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.